In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Psalm 122, verse 1, the set psalm for the principal service today. I was glad when they said to me, "Let us go to the house of the Lord." Today we celebrate two events: the reconsecration of the church in 1992 and the baptism of Theodore Teddy Latham. Today's readings are on the theme of temple and church, temporal and eternal. The Old Testament reading from 1 Chronicles is one of my favourites because in it we find David's prayer to the Lord with a familiar doxology. Yours, Lord, are the greatness, the power, the victory, and the majesty. And then the petition to the Lord of a father interceding for his son. When David asks that the Lord is with Solomon, as Solomon undertakes the building of the first temple. The writer of Ephesians, moving from the secular to the sacred, says that the church eternal is the household of God, a house in which Christ is the cornerstone, the foundation stone, which determines the character of the building. And the gospel reading uses both concepts. Christ, the cornerstone, cleanses the physical temple, the second temple, in Jerusalem, while in the temple of his body. The dichotomy of church as both building and people is something we encounter often. In an ideal world, whenever we said church, we would visualize church in both senses, but we don't live in an ideal world. So sometimes church means to us a building, the physical sign of God's in its context, and at others, the church is the people who through their baptism meet in Christ, and are, to use Pauline language, the communion of saints. Saints, that is believers, ordinary Christians who were and are to come, including the saints of the time of our being, that is us, who having a mixed bag of good qualities and shortcomings, try to live and interpret our faith in today's circumstances while living real lives in a real and sometimes unpleasant world. Remember, and this is as difficult for me as it may be for some of you, that when we, as the gathered church, meet Sunday by Sunday, in a building localized in time and space, we are standing at the gateway of eternity. Eternity, where Christ's church is one. In all things, when we are at the interface of created time and eternity, one will be dominant. The fire of 1987 destroyed the church building, and for the next 4 years, things temporal dominated the life of the parish. I was a new parishioner in those days, reconnecting with the church after a period of indifference. And I was also finishing my PhD, so I was not as involved with the hard grind of those years as were some here today. Nevertheless, I was very aware of the complexity of the task and the personal cost to the clergy and parish officials. And Valerie, who is serving here today, was very much involved and can surely enlighten you about the exhilaration as well as the difficulties. But, and this is important, we did not get so swamped in the things temporal that we forgot the things eternal. During that time, the congregation grew, proportionately more, I think, than it has done since. Those newcomers must, or they would not have stayed, found alongside the temporal, the eternal. We managed to keep a few study groups going, and at that time, there was a cell of Our Lady of Walsingham. When we grounded the eternal of our worship in the temporal of heading down to the pub afterwards. It is also possible to lose sight of things temporal when we contemplate the things eternal. Mission action plans and diocesan vision statements have a tendency to do this. It is much, much easier to produce papers on the theoretical spread of God's kingdom than it is to put plans and visions into practice. And I'm certainly not immune to this, especially when I'm writing on Pauline theology. Linear thinker though I am, I find the theological strands of Pauline mysticism, how he entangles the in-Christ relationship, so fascinating to read that I forget that the in-Christ relationship means relationship with real people in the real world. In the things eternal, I lose sight of the things temporal and have then to actively ground my fascination into the created world. On this dedication Sunday, we take a step back and realize that the physical building is the sign of God's presence in our ecclesiastical parish. It is the building where we meet week by week as the gathered church, but it is much more. It is where we join our worship through this particular gateway to God with the whole of God's household, the people of the communion of saints who were, who are, and who are yet to come. It is also the place where we gather the strength to be the sent church, the people of God in this time and place who live in Christ with each other and through that relationship seek to serve others as Christ served us. Teddy, Theodore, gift of God. What a wonderful day to be baptized, to become part of the body of Christ, to enter into Christ with all who follow him, to become part of the communion of saints. On this day, when we look simultaneously at, through, and beyond our building, when we recognize that we are all, old and young, one in Christ, when we recognize that we follow the same way as generations of Christians who came before us and will come after us. When we are assured that God has a purpose for each of us and every one of us. When we realize that we are both unique in his sight, but one with our fellow travelers. You, Teddy, are about to embark on the great adventure which is life in Christ. You won't remember for yourself this day, but we, who are your companions on the adventure, will. And on its anniversary, we'll repeat the Godspeed which we wish you today.